This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Well, Peter Thiel's come out and said the tide of globalism is going out. The world government of the corporatist is falling. Now, we have got obviously another jam-packed transmission lined up for you today. The first thing I want to get into is the fact that the media is in a total and absolute complete push to act like Trump needs to be impeached because he said that Obama was spying on him. But the Democrats were on the news admitting that they were spying on Trump during the campaign and after the campaign as well. So we have all of that unfolding, and we have the spectacle of CNN still, almost 48 hours later, 2 days after Vault 7 broke, biggest thing in WikiLeaks history, has said nothing about it. Separately, we have had multiple posts on Facebook completely disappear. And Facebook now brags to China, we are now officially censoring in the U.S. We're ready to enter the Chinese market in a press release. So they're putting out announcements to China, we're ready to censor, we're ready to move into your market, we're ready to come to communist China, the biggest mass murderers in history, we're ready to work with people that have killed five times what Hitler did. Mao killed 80 plus million of his own people alone, tens of millions more killed. We're ready to come to your country. We're ready to censor. We've already practiced it in Europe and the United States. Remember he told Merkel last year, I'm going to start censoring? He has. Meanwhile, they don't even send you notices when they censor you. They just deep six your article or video. We had a video a few weeks ago with 14 million views. They didn't send us a notice. There was nothing wrong with it. They just disappeared it. And then they go on the news and deny it's even happening. Until now, they've told USA Today that, yes, we're starting to censor. And ladies and gentlemen, it's interesting what they're censoring. They deleted an article about Rand Paul coming on this show and talking about the deep state spying on Trump and how Trump's right. They don't want any coverage of that, any traction. And they also deleted an article by Paul Watson. Didn't tell us why. Former CIA analyst Obama gave green light for NSA, CIA to sabotage Trump. Very credible. Former senior CIA ran an entire section of the CIA. That's top echelon. Saying, oh, no, my current colleagues say they were ordered to sabotage Trump. Because it's so credible. It's so powerful. They don't want Congress hearing about this. They don't want this guy getting the attention. I want to get him on the show, by the way. So they just shut down the interview from RT. They're not shutting us down because we're fake. They're shutting us down because we're so credible. Remember in 2004, it's so old, our archives aren't even on the web anymore. We had to go to the Wayback Machine. And in 2006, we wrote the very first articles of anybody for Infowars.com. And PrisonPlanet.com, and we'll put one of those up on screen, where tech companies announce that they're using the microphones that are in your computers to listen to you. In fact, CJ brought it into me, and I had it printed out, but metaphysically, this article isn't meant to be seen. I can't find it. You guys punch that up. You did find the 2006. Punch that up for TV viewers and radio listeners. And there we are, first, showing everyone the information, going over it, documenting. Everybody knows we've told you your laptop's watching you. It's not just does it sometimes. It's the companies that are doing it, much bigger than the government. So this is all coming up. We'll show you the article when we come back and a bunch of others that we've written over the years documenting all this. We told you 2 years ago Samsung was watching you. Samsung put it in their terms of service when you buy the TV. Who thinks when you buy a TV you're going to read 50 pages of terms of service? And it says, watch what you do. Third parties are watching and listening. I mean, I'd love to say I broke all that, but I didn't. They said they were doing it. They told the world they were doing it. So we're going to come back and break all this down and get into the incredible economic numbers on both sides, the good, the bad, and the ugly. I'm Alex Jones. Spread the video link if you're watching us at InfoWars.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Are you concerned about your prostate? Do you pee more often than you used to? Do you wake up to go? Be honest, is there a drop in your romantic life? These problems may not just go away, so you need to try a free bottle of Super Beta Prostate, the number one non-prescription formula for your prostate. The ingredients are naturally sourced. With Super Beta Prostate, you'll have less urges to urinate, less waking at night, and an improvement in your romantic life, guaranteed. Try it free by texting FLOW to 797979. Text FLOW to 797979. Super Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same active ingredients in just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Stop running to the bathroom and get your free bottle by texting FLOW to 797979. Hurry, this free offer won't last. Text FLOW to 797979.
Mass deportations, a ban on terrorist countries, protecting our border, a huge expansion of jobs. President Trump is really shaking up Washington and the media. David Horowitz's new book, Big Agenda, reveals Trump's secret plans. Now, Big Agenda is a New York Times bestseller. Newsmax calls it the best Trump book yet. Rush says you need to get it. It's in bookstores everywhere, or get our free offer at 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
This will be a broadcast long remembered. It's the eighth day of March 2017. I am your host, Alex Jones. Thank you so much for joining us today. We have several in-studio guests. I'll tell you about those folks a little bit later at the start of the next segment. But before I go any further, 290,000 jobs created in Trump's first month, shattering expectations. That's a Paul Joseph Watson article at InfoWars.com. It's also in the Associated Press. Why is the MSM ignoring Trump's sex trafficking bust? Town Hall finally asked the question we've been bringing up. That is super important. But getting back to the economy, Samsung is announcing they're going to move their giant factory from Mexico to the United States. All because they know the corporate tax is going to be cut down to make it competitive. Amazing things are happening all over the place. And Ivanka Trump's clothing line, kicked out of Macy's and other stores, is now selling at double any previous record for her clothing line, even last year. So, the good news is they're trying to sell the idea that they can bully and intimidate us and shut us down as we try to build our own markets and have our own ideas and try to create a chilling effect of intimidation. But that's not going to work. Because the tide of globalism is going out. The former head of Davos came on the show last week and said globalism is a corrupt, evil institution that is imploding. What they claimed it was for was always a lie. And Peter Thiel has gone public saying it's collapsing and that history is completely pulling away from it. So the globalists need to know their criminal operation will be defeated. And no amount of kicking and screaming and lying and dirty tricks will put it back together again. That's why you saw the massive information come out in the Vault 7 leak from the CIA. And very few globalist publications are even trying to claim that that's the Russians. No, none of this is the Russians. It's all U.S. and British intelligence. British intelligence is leaking info on the pedophile rings at the highest level of government over there. Major police chiefs are coming out and saying pedophile rings run the government. Now, the media is hardly picking it up, but it's happening all over the Western world. The people and folks in government are trying to turn the tide against the evil right now. There is an epic war, a battle going on. And it's an incredible time to be alive and in the middle of it. So no matter what color you are, where you came from, if you love freedom and justice, we're brothers and sisters together in this epic fight. And I want to salute you all and thank you all for the work you're doing and the support of this broadcast. Now, before I get into all the huge news, right up front, we are being censored more and more on Facebook, on Google, and on Twitter. A lot of our articles, they just won't let us tweet them. It's never anything vulgar. It's never anything even wild. They don't care about some stupid social justice warrior video of them acting stupid. It's okay if that's got 20 million views. But when we send out an article with a former CIA section chief in intelligence gathering saying that his industry associates and his CIA associates, he's at the State Department now, all tell him that there was a green light, they were ordered to go after Trump during and after the campaign, and that Trump is correct. They will not let us have that on Facebook. They have deleted it. They take it down. They don't even tell us why they've done it. That is such a big deal. So we're going to focus more on this InfoWars.com article, and if they won't let us spread it on Facebook, if they delete it off Facebook, just our link, you, as humans, can overpower Mark Zuckerberg and get that article and others out. We're going to start sending out a daily email of not just our news, but news that's censored, that's accurate. They also deleted yesterday our post of Rand Paul, the senator, joining us to talk about the deep state at war with Trump and how Trump's right and how Trump was being wiretapped. They don't want any credibility on that. They want to run around saying Trump's insane with Bloomberg News calling for him to be impeached. There is a war going on, and if they get away with this censorship, they're going to do it to everybody. But if we stand up to it, they're going to lose. The interview is up on InfoWars.com that they do not want you to see. It's Rand Paul. Public will live in fear after Vault 7 leaks. They don't want you to see an 18-minute interview with a sitting U.S. senator. Because they told USA Today, starting Sunday, they were going to ban fake news or send you a notice. They don't even do that. They just delete it. Was it fake to have a senator on for 18 minutes? Was it fake in 2004 to put out the first articles about microphones in computers listening to you from a Google press release? Does it get more real than that? Or how Samsung TVs were watching you? Is it fake? And the answer is, no, ladies and gentlemen, it's not fake. Let me show TV viewers an article from 2006. For some reason, I guess we turned off old servers that had stuff pre-2006 on it, 2004. That's a big deal. I want to find our old website. Does InfoWars and Prison Planet go back to 1997? InfoWars does. Other thing, Der Spiegel got wrong. They said 1999. That's when we transferred the domain. There it is, the last article we can find. 10 years ago, government industry to use computer microphones to spy on 150 million Americans. Invasive surveillance and advertising obliterates even Minority Report-style technology. Paul Joseph Watson, Alex Jones, PrisonPlanet.com, September 6, 2006. We probably find the InfoWars version as well. We can't even find the ones that are older than that. There are shows I did in 1999 where I bust open a Scientific Atlantic cable box on Access TV and show you the microphone inside of it before they had voice prompt or any of that. And I was told by a Time Warner executive who was an engineer and who held patents on it that he was pissed that they were using some of his systems to listen to people. And guess what happened when I did that? I got thrown off the radio the next week. And I got physically attacked, and my car got attacked, and I got phone calls, and they said, you are in trouble now. Shut your mouth, or it's over. And you know what? I didn't shut my mouth, did I? I told everybody about this 18 years ago. 18 years ago. And I'm not bragging. But the reason we're being shut down everywhere and kicked off Google Ads and kicked off Facebook is because we're real, we're hardcore, we're trailblazing, we're cutting edge, we're real investigative journalists, we know what we're doing. You know, other media got told about this in the 90s, but they wouldn't run a story that cable boxes were listening to you. They wouldn't do it. So, today I'm going to tell you what else they're doing here in just a moment. And then when Dr. Group joins us, probably the most important information we've ever covered. But understand, 18-year-old information, ladies and gentlemen, is now cutting edge on Fox. CNN won't even report it. Thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of documents from the CIA, how they're spying on Congress, the American people, you name it, and Bloomberg and Fox News were all this morning saying, should Trump be impeached for the lie that he's being spied on? How dare him get back 290,000 jobs in just 45 days? How dare him get the stock market up $3 trillion? How dare him? How dare him? How dare him? How dare him? How dare him have Samsung announce they're coming back and that ExxonMobil is going to build giant facilities on the Gulf Coast and 45,000 new jobs, average job $100,000 apiece? How dare him every day reverse the tide of globalism? How dare the president even try to talk to the Russians? He's not allowed to. CNN said. He's the president. He can talk to whoever the hell he wants. That's what presidents do. It's sick. These freaks are sick, and they still think they're in charge. Before I go any further, though, here's the big news. I know four people close to me who've taken Biome Defense, the best probiotic out there. We did our research, 4 years in development with the top companies and Dr. Grib, bringing the biggest wide-spectrum good bacteria flora, some of the most ancient bacteria flora out there. Very expensive to get these strains, by the way. We have 25 billion live and 50 billion live, so the super strength and the regular strength are both powerful. Take it two or three times a day. I know people that have had irritable bowels for almost a decade, and it was ruining their life, and they'd taken probiotics before, it didn't help them. I said, you take this at morning, noon, and night and see what happens. A month later, completely normal. The food you eat is processed, has pesticides and herbicides in it to kill all the good bacteria. Then you got dead flora and nothing but yeast and garbage in your stomach. The good bacteria go in and then displace all that, and you get back to normal. It's incredible. Bill Gates' number one investment area is gut flora. He knows what he's doing to people. For Monsanto and the rest of it, he's involved with. They won't tell anybody this stuff. Buy them defense. Support the broadcast. Get it. But now, Dr. Group's going to come in at the bottom of the next hour. Skip this break. MycoZX. This is a decade in development. You don't want to take this on empty stomach. Dr. Group's going to come in. You should talk to your physician before because this is serious business, okay? This is an anti-yeast, anti-fungus. Supports normal fungal and yeast balance, proprietary blend of herbs and enzymes, made with the highest quality ingredients. It's jam-packed with the capsules. It is $39.95. It should be $100, ladies and gentlemen. It's so good. Nothing else is like this. 120 vegetarian capsules. Ladies and gentlemen, MycoZX is going to be the ultimate game changer for so many people because our environment is infested with mold. It's infested with yeast. It is taking over. I mean, you see the reports, people getting brain tumors from mold and yeast. I mean, it's just out of control. It's killing the bats in most of the caves in the U.S. I mean, it is mutated. It's out of control. It's tied into the geoengineering and so much more. And this is unbelievable. I mean, you think biome defense and top-of-the-line probiotics change a lot of people's lives? Read the five-star reviews at InfoWarsLife.com. Micro or MycoZX is unbelievable. But I will tell you, I wouldn't even call it side effects, but you actually take it. It's dramatic. It's been dramatic for me. It's been dramatic for others. So consult your healthcare provider or do your research because depending on how infested you are, it is unbelievable. Unbelievable what Mother Nature does with these concentrated herbs and the enzymes. That it's amazing. It is amazing. And so many people that are really, really obese are basically colonized by yeast and fungus. That's well known. This is unbelievable. It's just like bacteria become drug resistant. Well, it's the fungus, it's the yeast, because you don't have good bacteria in you for decades because of all the pesticides and herbicides. The bacteria aren't even in you most of the time, or not even anywhere near the flora they should be, or they're bad bacteria. And then who moves in? The yeast and the fungus. Especially with women. But let me tell you, I didn't feel too good when I took this a couple weeks ago. It's anything we sell, I take before. But let me tell you, it was dramatic. Dramatic. And I felt so good after. People say, man, what's up with your skin? It's like glowing. And it's just like amazing. So MycoZX, InfoWarsStore.com. We've got free shipping until next Tuesday. And if you get the Biome Defense probiotics with it, you get an additional 10% off on those. Sign up for auto ship, get 10% off. Oh, yeah. Sign up. Of course, if you get $50 or more, it's free shipping on top of that. MycoZX. Active defense. Your body's natural defense. Activate it today. MycoZX, all natural, anti-yeast and fungus. And it goes with Biome Defense, 10% off. No reviews yet. It just came out. Read the Biome Defense, though. It's got incredible reviews. You get free shipping on that. Sign up for AutoShip with an additional 10% off. That's 20% off when you get AutoShip with the 10% discount that's already there. Free shipping. Do yourself, do your family, do your children a favor. Check it out for yourself, InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. We're almost sold out of the Tennessee Arms copper insert resin lowers that you do 30,000 to 60,000 rounds, depending on whose gun they put it into. And it's totally legal and lawful. You drill out that 20% yourself with the Trump 1776 Reborn. Those are about to sell out. It's a great collector's item. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Those are about to sell out. Also, they're censoring us more and more on all the major internet platforms, as you know. That's why it's key. They could even start censoring InfoWars or Prison Planet. They've got some stuff in the works to do that, by the way. I haven't gotten to yet on air. That's why you need to sign up for the free newsletter, InfoWars.com/newsletter. And we send you, 50% off. Winter Sun, the highest quality vitamin D3, 50% off that. We give you the best discounts daily for people that are part of the newsletter, along with exclusive articles and videos. And we're going to start sending out every day, not just our news that's been censored, but other credible news from other sources that we see being censored. So send us at show tips, anything you see be censored, screenshots, documentation. We want to tell folks about what the enemy doesn't want the people to be aware of. InfoWars.com/newsletter. Go there today and sign up for that free newsletter. It's more critical now than ever, and also send that email out if you get it out to everybody you know. We are in an information war. Now, let me lay out, before we go to break, and Eddie Bravo, one of my good friends, joins us here in studio. Of course, the Joe Rogan Experience and Planet 10 Jiu-Jitsu and UFC commentator. Before he comes in here to talk about the world, just his view of things, I want to lay out to all the viewers and all the listeners, but especially the people that make jokes about this broadcast and take it out of context and put together the comedy pieces out there that I think are hilarious as well. It's done by Salon and Facebook, and it's done by Media Matters, and it's done by Esquire, and it's done by... you name it. to try to discredit us and hurt us. All it does is send us more viewers, more listeners, particularly young people. They're so arrogant, they think their attack is having an effect on us, or they think I'm Machiavelli like them. They think I tell them it's helping us because it's hurting us, and I want them to stop. No, we don't do tricks like that. We can track, actually, that we're getting a lot of the new young people that listen and watch from the viral videos that are on HBO, that are on Bill Maher, that are on Vice TV, that are on Colbert, that are on Kimmel. I mean, it's every week now on those shows alone. They show edited mashups of me, sometimes going back a decade, goofing around or getting angry and out of context. And then people are coming here because of that. So I almost don't want to tell them they might stop, but it's just crazy how we're getting millions and millions of young people to tune in because they're doing that. Now, we found the old folks that watch those shows, and that's mainly their audience. They are getting really freaked out and believing it all. Like when Colbert has me saying, I don't like gays, or I'm anti-gay. And they'll probably take that and put that out. No, I'm not. I say, I'm not anti-gay, and they say, I'm anti-gay. So there's some real deceptiveness going on as well. I mean, you know, a little kid went and did what Trump always says. It means, okay, everything's A-okay, putting your index finger with your thumb. And ever since I was a little kid, they had those in Jell-O ads, like, Jell-O. So I've always made, you can see me in photos going back decades, the double thumbs up. In fact, you know, my wife and everybody always says, stop doing that in every photo. I don't know why I do these Trump-like deals. I never even watched Trump on TV before. I've been doing this for 20 years on air. Double thumbs up and everything's A-okay. People always say, oh, it's an Illuminati symbol. No, it means okay. Okay. The little kid does it, and they're saying it's white supremacism. That's mainstream news. I guess the three fingers mean W. I don't know what the rest supposedly means. Matt, you explain to me. Can you turn the mic on? I was in there laughing about it, and you said, no, really. You saw a TV piece on it. They're saying three fingers means a W.
So if you're holding up the okay sign, Alex, with your hand right there, and you're holding up your right hand to an observer – Jerry, put them on screen real quick. So to an observer, your three fingers that are standing up make a W, and then your forefinger or your pointer finger and your thumb, in that circle, well, if you were to draw a vertical line down your palm, then that makes a P. It's almost like you're looking for things in the stars like they did with, you know, constellations and things
like
that.
Sure, it's like when you're a kid, you see elephants or a giraffe in the clouds when you're three, and mommy and daddy say, what animals do you see? Well, I've said this before. This isn't the mass mental illness on purpose, where they take all language, all literature, all culture, and make it offensive, so the only culture is having no symbols or no communication. That's why they've banned whiteboards at colleges all over the country. Someone might write something offensive. That's saying, like, ban books. Someone might write something offensive. It's the next step. It's not just ban certain titles. It's like ban paper. I mean, we're truly getting to, you know, Roddenberry's or, you know, Fahrenheit, whatever, the temperature that paper burns. But they know what they're doing. Michigan State University bans whiteboards from dorm doors. What do you make of this? I mean, clearly the kids copying Trump doing an A-OK symbol. And you know, they've got some of the conspiracy theorists that are real conspiracy theorists, you know, that turn everything into something as well. They're kind of like the liberals. They're like, I notice they're all pseudo-intellectuals that then just wage war on communication. What do you think, Matt?
I actually think it's more of like kind of like a Jedi ward that Trump does with his hand. Whenever he does that up, he's like, everything will be A-OK. I'm the president now. Barack Obama is going to jail with Hillary. That's what that means.
When I was a kid and I was getting upset about something or whatever, my dad would say, it's okay. I mean, that means okay. Like, it's okay. It's under control, right? I mean, didn't that always mean everything's A-okay?
Oh, yeah.
So, but then these people say, it's Illuminati. Alex is in the Illuminati. What matters is what I say and what I do and what I stand for, not what hand signals I make. You know, it's like this symbol was originally to ward off the devil in Italy. Then Rodney James Dio started doing it, so it became a sign of the devil. So if you do it at UT, it doesn't mean you're worshiping the devil. But if Bill Clinton does it, it means something different. You see what I'm saying, Matt?
Yeah, totally.
All right, I didn't get to the biggest thing ever, but I'm going to come back and cover it. We got Eddie Bravo coming in. But if you think it's shocking that they're listening to you and watching you, I don't mean just sometimes. They're mass data collecting everything. It happens a lot. If you think that it's big that this all came true, folks, I got stuff 100 times worse. It's not my opinion, though. It didn't come true. It was already true. But when is Trump going to apologize to the little boy making white supremacism simple? See, it's like you give $25 billion to the Black History Group or to the colleges, and they turn it around that he's racist for doing it, or Conway had her feet on the couch. They always got to change the subject.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves. Home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Eddie Bravo's in the studio for the next hour, then Dr. Edward Group, then Roger Stone, and so many others. We have a George Neumeier, if I pronounce that right, from American Spectator, a bunch of other guests coming on. That Stone's got set up. Eddie Bravo is the 10th Planet Jiu-Jitsu, or JJ.com. And he's on Instagram at EddieBravo10. He's one of the top Jiu-Jitsu experts in the world. Don't be able to beat guys that are top, you know, people and a lot bigger than him. Just had back surgery, though, so I'm not as scared of him as normally am. But I've just known this guy for a good decade or so, hanging out with Joe at UFC events. So funny. So fun to hang out behind the scenes with, and I wanted to, I kept saying fly here, and all of a sudden he's here, but he's got to go right away. I wanted to do like some late night podcast with him, but it's okay. We'll definitely do it again. But you were on that big record setting podcast with myself, and Joe, of course, you co-hosted a lot. Record downloads, record views, and they tried to censor it. They tried to block it. Joe confirmed that. In fact, some things like Google Play never even listed it. They wouldn't put it on iTunes for a day and a half. That never happened to him. And they won't put it as the top iTunes ever podcast even though it is, Joe has the internal control board. He can see it's the biggest podcast ever. He's already in the top three. He has the biggest podcast he ever did, times double or more, and they won't show it on iTunes as number one. What do you think of that, Eddie?
It's pretty crazy. And first of all, I want to apologize.
Good to have you here.
I want to apologize for being an idiot and an annoying guest. I should have just kept my mouth shut. But
I want to apologize. I'm the one that usually interrupts people. Don't talk about with Joe.
Yes, yes.
I'm glad you were there.
People complained about that, and rightfully so. I was very annoying. But the reason I got...
It's actually kind of funny. Tell me about...
I the replicas of the dinosaurs.
Yeah.
No, but the main thing was, is I've taken a lot of heat over the years, a lot of heat for chemtrails, a lot of heat for that. And to finally get you in front of Joe Rogan's audience, who most of Joe Rogan's audience, they think you're crazy, and they think what the mainstream media, how they portray.
But they actually, 99% actually said, now I like Alex Jones.
No, because of the podcast, for sure.
They were blown away. They actually heard me.
I didn't get annoying until about an hour into the show. I just sat there.
Well, by the way, Marcos Morales and so many others watch the podcast. They also watch your podcast. They all love you. So let's be clear. You're loved on the Joe Rogan podcast. It was just that night some folks got pissed at you.
Yeah, well, it was because I wanted to clear up the whole chemtrail thing.
Let's do that. No one calls it chemtrails in the real world. I call it chemtrails. There is manipulation of the weather. It's mainstream news. And the media always picks it up and says, I'm crazy. It's on the Weather Channel that there are secret programs. It's just so secret, we don't know the details. Then other people think every condensation trail is a jet, is an actual chemtrail when they're crystal trails. But NASA admits the Earth's 30% darker. You can Google chemtrails from space. It shows the NASA photos. It's changing our atmosphere, and they are adding chemicals to the jet fuel at the industrial level. Go ahead. And I hope Trump, in fact, next time I talk to him, I keep forgetting when I talk to him, I'm going to ask him to look into geospatial manipulation.
Well, they're calling it a stratospheric aerosol injection.
Yes.
John O'Brien was at the CFR talking about it, how it's a captured his interest, and it costs $10 billion a year.
Geoengineering. Tell us about the real atmosphere manipulation that's going on.
Well, based on what John O'Brien said at the CFR, you can watch this on YouTube. Just like the chemtrail people have been saying for years, that eventually they're going to have to admit it, and they're going to say that...
And by the way, search engine, the CFR calls for geoengineering. It'll be on their own website.
Yeah, you even said this for years. Eventually, they're going to come out and say that, yes, they are spraying the atmosphere with metallic particles, but it's to save us, to save for global warming, to save the planet. And that's exactly what John O'Brien did. He got in front of the CFR and he said, yeah, we're going to start spraying the atmosphere with stratospheric aerosol injections, and it's going to cost $10 billion a year, and there's going to be some countries that are not going to be into it because...
And guess who's behind it? Word for word, you're saying what they put out. Bill Gates called for this. Bill Gates is getting government money to then run the program.
Yeah.
They're running programs to control hurricanes. It's all in like Nature and Science magazine, but then they go on the news and say, Alex says Obama sent tornadoes to Oklahoma. No, I didn't. So again, they misrepresent what's really going on.
Now, explain the difference between legit contrails and the stuff that is the stratospheric aerosol injections. What's the difference? Because people say, oh, that take a basic science class.
Well, there it is, London Guardian. Bill Gates backs climate scientists lobbying for large-scale geoengineering. So they're already doing it, $5 billion a year, Department of Energy, that they admit.
Yeah.
There was a Nobel Prize that the two guys won in 1992 with the plan. By 94, it was launched.
Yeah.
And now it's over most of the world. It's a giant program. A lot of people, and I'm not kidding, since Trump got in, noticed there's less of the chemtrails. And that's why Trump said we have advanced technology. We can pretty much cure stuff now. I want to roll this out to you. That's why the elites are really mad, because the word is, even though I haven't brought this up to Trump, I need to, is that Trump's killing all these programs. That's why they're so pissed. That's why all the agencies are just ignoring it.
Yeah. Yeah, so again, explain to the people out there who are still non-believers, what is the difference between legit contrails and the ones that last all day and completely cover the sky?
Okay, it turns out people think of jet fuel as really volatile. It's not. Gasoline's like three times more volatile, more explosive, burns hotter, you name it. Jet fuel actually is like kerosene. And so kerosene, I don't recommend this, but you can put it on your hand, light it, it doesn't burn you for a while. That's what they kind of use like in a lot of the Hollywood sets and things. So you can add a lot of things to kerosene. They add barium salts, aluminum dioxide, and also some radioactive isotopes. There's only three big major makers of jet fuel in the United States. There's some sub ones as well. And they just, under a national security directive that's secret, but the patents are there, the directive is known, but the details are classified, they add this to the mix in a government program. They're paid to do it, and then they use the jet engines that the patents, there's like over 20 patents on this, you can Google it, and you get the patent office, to use jet engines to then aerosolize for cloud seeding. And they claim that they're shielding the Earth from the sun because we've lost our atmosphere, but then you actually look what the scientists are doing, it's actually hurting the planet, actually keeping heat in, the opposite. So it's like they're trying to create global warming, actually, because, again, the ultraviolet radiation goes through the clouds. The other good sun gets blocked and bounces back out. Those wavelengths get blocked. But the ultraviolet, it's like your dad tells you, on a cloudy day, you can still get burned because the ultraviolet comes through. That comes through, doesn't bounce back out. Okay, it just heats the Earth up. So they're trying to heat the Earth up in a big, giant secret experiment. And they admit they're doing it. But, it's just they won't give us the details, and then we talk about it. It's like, oh, Alex, nobody on your iPhone's watching you, and Google doesn't listen over the phone. I'm like, I have all their press releases 10 years ago right here. I mean, of course, now they all admit it. Yesterday, I had you here to interview you, Eddie. See, Eddie got in trouble talking over me, so now I have him as a guest. He won't talk. Eddie can talk more than anybody you know. I went to dinner with him a few weeks ago. He talked for 2 hours straight. It was awesome.
Well, on the Joe Rogan podcast, you wanted to talk more about Trump. I wanted to talk about chemtrails. So I kind of, and then plus you brought out the whiskey. I told Joe no more drinking on the podcast. I get crazy. The Indian comes out. And then you brought out the bottle of whiskey. We started taking shots. And I wanted to talk chemtrails. And you wanted to talk Trump. And I got kind of angry.
You did a great job. Yeah. Let's talk about Tim.
I apologize for that.
Let's talk about Tim. Stop it. Stop apologizing. I'm the one who's apologizing. I'm the interrupter.
Okay.
Tell me to shut up. No, but seriously, let's just tell that I've seen you with the hottest chicks I've ever seen anybody with. How do you get all the hot chicks?
Hey, I'm a married man.
That was a long time ago.
Yeah, that was before.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yes.
Tell me about the lucky lady.
I love my wife. I love my son. I love my family. And
when did you get married?
I got married 4 years ago.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
I remember 10 years ago and stuff in Vegas.
Hey, those were that was a long time ago, Alex.
I was good though. Man, Joe can just go and go.
Joe can talk forever. Yes, that's why he has a very successful podcast.
Yeah, he's a piece of work. Joe's awesome, isn't he?
He's an incredible man. Yes.
Of course, you've known Joe longer than me, but I remember Joe. Did you know Joe like in like 1998, 99?
That's when I met him. So we probably,
well, I mean, he wasn't as big as he is now, but it wasn't a small guy syndrome. Like a big guy messed with him, got in his face. He would like routinely like choke guys out. Like I've seen him do it repeatedly. Like big guys, and they would like mess with him. I mean, but over the years, he mellowed out. When did that happen?
When he started smoking weed, probably.
I guess he didn't really get into weed till when, yeah.
2001, 2000.
That's a funny story. He used to like be totally, and then.
Yeah, it took me like 6 months to talk him into it, but because I knew if I could get.
But you knew the old Joe, right? You didn't want to mess with him.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I was the crazy weed activist at jiu-jitsu. I was a purple belt trying to get everyone to understand.
No, let's just say it. You've defeated the like the Gracies, all the top people.
I defeated Hoyler Gracie in 2003, and that's the only Gracie I've ever.
But people say I'm not. I don't follow. I follow UFC some. I like it, but I'm not like I don't know any of that. I just know that everybody says you're the best.
I am not the best.
Well, no, just long term, like with the technique and stuff.
Jean-Jacques Machado is the best. That's my master. So I'm not the best. I'm not even close to the best.
But you did just get a back surgery too, didn't you?
Yes, yes. Got a disc replacement in my back, and I'm still recovering. Doing yoga now, trying to get back to 100%. Hopefully, I'll get there. But
was it the jiu-jitsu that finally got your back?
The doctor said no. I went to the best. Apparently, I got the best doctor in the country. I didn't even know. Someone recommended him to me. And he said that unless you have direct, blunt force trauma into your back, that everyone's back some people's discs go out, some people don't.
Sure.
And he says it has nothing to do with what sport you're doing or whatever. But, so there's 20-year-old, he was showing me MRIs of different people and said, look, this is a 23-year-old girl, never did anything in her life, and her back's screwed. She needs disc replacement surgery.
Well, I got pile-drived once. So I got two discs that just are waiting to go out here and two down here. I'm not looking forward to that. All puffed out. Well,
you're going
to
get surgery?
I don't know. It's just when they hurt, it's like it's excruciating to even get up. Well, I'm sure you went through that too. So.
Yeah, my back was, you know, I tried everything for it, and then I finally got an MRI, and they said, you don't have a disc in your L1, S5. And or L5, S1. I get those confused. But I was bone to bone for years and years, and that's where all the pain came from. So I finally went in there, got surgery, and hopefully it fixes it.
But you're such a cool cat and funny and nice. A lot of guys that are tough guys, I mean, a lot of them are cool. And I guess you and Joe have helped kind of change things. But I remember just some of the people I've been around from, you know, UFC, they really are kind of aggressive jerks. But it seems like that's getting phased out. There's still some of that?
You know, there's douchebags in every genre and every community. You know, jiu-jitsu has them too. So there's douchebags in the conspiracy theory movement, you know?
Absolutely. I know Dana White's a super nice guy, you know, for all the power he's got. He's really down to earth.
Yeah, very nice guy, you know? Unless you get on his bad side, then he comes at you with the wrath. No, but I love Dana. What he's done for the sport and MMA, I mean, you know, without him, the UFC wouldn't be where it's at right now.
Absolutely. I remember Joe back when he was going, yeah, this UFC is going to start to be bigger than the NFL. Man, it's so awesome. And Dana White, and I was just like, and then all of a sudden it just explodes.
Yeah.
Joe's been there since the very start, pretty much.
Yep. He was doing backstage interviews in 97 back in
You say Joe. I mean, I've seen the workouts. He works out really hard. You say Joe's really good at jiu-jitsu.
Yeah, he's one of my black belts. Yeah, he hasn't trained in a couple of years because he had a back injury himself. Didn't get surgery, but his back is kind of tweaked, and he might not be able to get back to jiu-jitsu.
Yeah.
He's talked about it, though. He's talked about coming back, but we'll see.
But he was a champion in Taekwondo, too.
Yes. He's one of the hardest kickers pound for pound that I've ever seen, you know, and I've known.
Did you ever see that video where he was kicking till the blood was pouring out of his shins? I was like, it was crazy.
He was kicking till the blood was pouring
out. I saw it once. I tried to find it again. But, yeah, he was, like, kicking with some big UFC guy to see who could go the longest, like, kicking a wall, kicking a pillar. And he did it till it was just like blood was, every time his heartbeat, blood was just running out of the shin.
I'm not sure I've seen
I'm telling you, call Joe, absolutely.
Well, there's a video of him showing GSP, one of the greatest fighters of all time, showing him how to throw a turning sidekick. And it's pretty crazy. I mean, you got Joe Rogan, you know, the Fear Factor guy, showing GSP, arguably the best pound per pound fighter of all time. And he's showing him how to throw a turning sidekick.
Let's Google that. I've seen that video. It's amazing. Yeah. What's the name?
You could just GSP, Joe Rogan.
Joe Rogan shows how to do a what kind of kick?
A turning sidekick.
You know,
it's pretty insane.
Yeah, here it is. Let's go ahead and turn up the audio. This is Joe Rogan.
No, this is not the one. This is him showing how to throw a turning sidekick, but you got to find the one that says GSP as well. This is, yeah, that was the
one. Doesn't Joe have the classic bulldog features? Hey, let's get into serious stuff, though. What do you make of them coming out and saying, okay, we're listening to everybody, we're watching Congress, your TV's watching you, everything's true? I mean, we already knew because the industry had to admit it or they could get sued. But that's what's crazy. This was in, I'd love to say, oh, I knew it. I had sources. It was in the press releases in 2004. Here's 2006. Government. Industry to use computer microphones to spawn 150 million Americans. So the big news I want to tell people is this. We're going to skip this break so we have more time. If you think this is big and shocking, folks, this is the thing they attack me on and say I'm crazy. You know, your TV's watching you. That's the classic deal. They're not freaking out all the news going, I guess Alex Jones is right. What the hell? Folks, that's not what's important. They're putting cancer viruses in the vaccines. And you go, okay, what's the proof? Thousands of medical reports around the world where they test them. They're adding cancer viruses that aren't even contaminants. It's not even the chain of manufacturing. It's coming from egg whites, and then it's got some monkey virus that was never part of the production. They're doing it on purpose. They've been caught, and then it just goes from there, Eddie. There's a whole program to kill us.
Yeah.
They're putting fluoride in the water, which, in fact, it's on my bookshelf. A guy's eco-scientist back there. He wrote it in 1974, the last White House science czar. But in 74, John P. Holdren wrote it, the book, 1,100 pages long, as a textbook. And it says, we put fluoride in the water to lower their fertility and to lower their electrochemical activity in the brain and as adjuvants to accelerate the other drugs we add to the water. Now, anybody can Google it and see it online. You can read the pages. It's, you know, it's at the different library websites, scans of it. See, they're lowering our fertility and killing us, folks. It's just like I told you, the microphones and the cameras are watching you. I didn't just pull that out of my rear end. They write books how they're poisoning you and your family. That's who Obama chose to run the damn country. That's who runs the whole chemtrail operation.
Yeah. Yeah, and with the vaccines, the craziest thing about the vaccines, you know, most of the people believe, you know, they're safe and effective because that's what the CDC pushes. But, you know, when you really, really look into vaccines, all you need to know is on day one, when your baby is born, they give it a Hep B vaccine.
That's sexually transmitted. Why would you take that?
Why are they giving? That's the Tower 7.
You might as well stomp on their liver on the floor.
Yeah. Yeah. The day they're born, and you know why they give them?
It'd be better for you to go ahead.
You know the reason they give them, when you ask them, when you ask the doctor, why on day one are you giving a newborn a Hep B vaccine? It makes no sense. Say, well, when they're older, they're going to forget. They're not going to do it when they're older. So day one, it's standard. Unless you say anything, they're gonna inject your baby on day one with a Hep B vaccine.
And then they act like you're crazy. And then the nurses, after you say no, they go, none of us do it either.
Yeah,
we've had nurses on who've given their names, but also nurses that have, you know, blurred out their faces. We're in the NICU, in the premature sick baby ward. They know when they give them the vaccines, they never used to do this. Now they order them to. A lot of them stop breathing and die. So they get ready with the resuscitation, with the defibrillators, with the ventilators to keep them alive when the bioethics board orders them to give them the shots.
Yeah. Hep B, day one.
Listen, when you've got a 3-pound baby, until 5 years ago, they never gave it. They give the shots. The babies die. Sometimes they can't keep them alive. They die.
Yeah.
I mean, they give them the shot. An hour later, they're gone, baby. Yeah,
and
I mean, and again, that exercise, if we have the articles, put it back on screen for TV viewers. I'll give it to them. Go ahead. And again, do I believe you can get learned immunity from vaccine? Of course I believe in that technology. If there's some horrible disease running around killing people and I can get it or my kids can, we can attenuate the virus or whatever it is, my body learns how to defeat it. Of course I believe in science. The point is that a government that's been caught in all these secret experiments and giving black people syphilis and everything else, you know, and radiating foster kids to death, why the hell would you take something when it's got vaccine protection?
Yeah, when we were kids, we took, there was probably 3 or 4.
Now it's over 50.
Yeah, and why is that? Does it have anything to do with the fact that Ronald Reagan signed a bill in 1986 that gave immunity to the vaccine manufacturers, which is basically Big Pharma?
Exactly. And Reagan didn't know what he was doing, but that's one evil thing Reagan did, and Trump's trying to repeal it.
Yeah, so since 1986, the Big Pharma can't get sued for vaccine injuries. That's when they started rolling them out and green-lighting them. That's why now we have... How many, like, 45 shots babies got to take?
And you can Google this. The U.S. government admits life expectancy's down in the U.S., infant mortality's up, and IQ has dropped more than 20 points since 1950.
And according to mainstream...
20 points, brother!
Yeah,
go ahead.
According to mainstream statistics, I could be wrong, I'm no scientist, but 50% of American kids are on some kind of medication, right?
Yeah, it's 50%. Adults, 20.
50% of kids... on some kind of medication, and we vaccinate the most.
And notice it says our population is dropping on NPR, brought to you by a Big Pharma ad. They got Big Pharma as the advertiser. When you go look at the program Shots, it's underwritten by the big GlaxoSmithKline. Folks, it's social engineering. You wonder why people are like zombies? You wonder why there's so... In fact, let's play a clip from Paul Watson's report on this lady last week. You go out to these anti-Trump events, they're like zombies. Whether you love Trump or hating, they attack you, they yell, they scream, they act like zombies. Let's play a clip. Here it is. That was a good clip. I like that clip. And there you go, ladies and gentlemen. That, and now for something completely different. Are we going to have that clip from Paul Watson's zombie deal? All right, we'll play it sometime. You know, these live computers. Ready for the clip? There, we'll third the charm.
He is your president!
Now, I know what you're thinking. This is just one individual. This isn't an accurate portrayal of the reasoned, credible, legitimate anti-Trump protest movement.
United States of America.
We should...
And by the way, this is how they act. This is like normal. You go to any event this happens.
None of them work. This is happening.
Low IQs.
Tell myself that I'm not.
I love this.
You better fix it right now.
That's when Trump won.
I literally am going
to die. This is DC. I want to show more of the zombie lady. Let's extend it out. Let's start it from the beginning. Can we do that? I want to start it from the beginning just so people can see this lady. It's online. It goes on for like 30 minutes. Her howling with her tongue hanging out. And the thing is, Eddie, if you go to these events, this is how people act. Here it is.
Now for something completely different.
When there's no more room in hell, the dead will walk the earth.
It's more like babies throwing fists, but they're all super pale, little pot bellies, and they just look like undead. Then later she has her tongue hanging out.
Oh, man.
And I'm not trying to be mean. Something's going on. Look at this. Look at this. I mean, that's what you see in mental institutions.
But wait, give her a chance. When she calms down, she might have an actual argument.
All right, I'm gonna stop. Eddie?
That was amazing.
We're not trying to be mean to these people. I mean, what do you think of this?
I don't know, man. It's mass hypnosis? I don't know. I think people are...
By the way, you say I know all this. You and Joe, and I'm not kissing Joe's butt here, bud. On the show, Joe knew more about Pizzagate and stuff than I did. He was finishing my sentences. And so I misspoke with folks I'd talked to saying maybe Joe got threatened. He did not. You know, that's all. That was wrong when I said that. But seriously, why doesn't Joe do a separate show? This isn't conspiracy theories. It's crazy admitted stuff that's really going on. If Joe knows as much as I do or more, you're over here laying out all the facts just as good as I can or better. I think you guys should start doing a whole conspiracy podcast. You already hosted a national TV show.
I don't think Joe wants to do a conspiracy podcast. I think he wants to keep, you know, just doing what he's doing. He's busy.
But more and more he is, because he's not a liberal or conservative. He's more like what, a libertarian kind of, right?
I think.
But I mean, more and more he's getting mad at the liberals and just the Young Turks, how they call everybody a racist when they're not. And I mean, I've seen that on a lot of the show. It's getting really big.
You know, Brian Callen, who's also on the show, too, when we do Fight Companions, he's about as far left as you can get, as far pro-government as you can get. But he's been texting me the stuff that's been coming out in Vault 7. He's been going, whoa, maybe there is some truth to what you're saying. You know, so even...
Well, yeah, it's not the government's bad itself. There's rogue elements in there.
Yeah. If Brian Callen is kind of awakening, he's like sort of awake, you know, in the sun. Got your eye. He's kind of waking up. So there's hope.
You know, that was crazy. Joe talked about that. Like, literally... Almost all the comments were positive. All the people that hated me said, wow, I actually like Alex Jones now because they actually heard me talk.
Yeah, and the more people hated me, it didn't bother me that much because it meant that they wanted to listen to you more. They were mad at me for interrupting you. So for me, the main thing for me was that people listened to you. You got all the facts. You got all the documents. I'm trying to direct people to listen to you.
Well, a lot of it's not even that. I mean, if a listener tells me, get John P. Holdren's book, he talks about fluoride to sterilize us to make us dumb, I go get the book, and he says it in there, and I'm not that smart.
How crazy is it that people are okay with fluoride in our water? How crazy is that?
Even Harvard admits, take it out, it's causing cancer. They just won't do it. They just laugh and go, oh, you're a kook.
People don't seem to mind fluoride in the water.
Then they go, well, you need some fluoride. Yeah, you'll die without a small amount of calcium fluoride. We're talking about hydrofluorosilicic.
Yeah.
It's acid out of fluoride.
And people think that the government really cares about our teeth, like they're doing it to take care of our teeth.
Now let's put that article back up, because every time we put them up, there's a pop-up on all these sites, but I want to put it back up. The crew does a great job. After a pop-up pops up, they take it down, and then we never see it. Now there it is. Impact of fluoride on neurological development in children. God almighty.
Is Trump doing, does he know about the whole fluoride?
Oh, he knows all of it. He's trying to get the economy turned back on so everybody gets on the side. And the vaccines, the fluoride, the geoengineering, it's all over.
Is he aware of Sarah or something?
I haven't talked to him specifically, but I mentioned other, they go, yeah, he knows. The word was, from high-level CIA, they go, the president knows everything.